Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Friend, who writes for Sports Illustrated, contributed a piece to the Sports Capital, where our buddy Brian McNally is now running a website, thesportscapital.com. And it's really interesting. His opinion piece is that he's enjoying the end of the You Like That era. And I just want to go through a couple of the paragraphs.
I kind of am, too. Get out of here.
You're celebrating it
as well? Yeah, I'm kind of over it. Just go.
So Tom Friend used to work for ESPN the magazine for a while, and he writes, I did a profile on Peyton Manning back in my days at ESPN the magazine, and Cousins reminds me of Manning in one profound way. He manipulated. I knew Manning for all of 5 minutes when he asked my name, and then he called me Tom the rest of the afternoon. I watched him do a group interview later in the day and heard him call every other writer by their first name as well. Perhaps his intentions were pure. Maybe I'm too cynical, but it struck me as a way to curry favor to make you think I'm perfect quarterback man with perfect manners. I did some snooping around the locker room, and some of Peyton's Colts teammates agreed with me off the record that Peyton's a good actor. You've seen his commercials. Kind of, you know, I'm a Peyton
that
guy.
That hurts you
kind
a little
stings,
bit to read that out loud, doesn't
but
it?
But then he goes on to talk about Kirk Cousins in an analogy of this, and he points out Robert Griffin III's, one of his greatest moments, his touchdown pass, or is actually his run against the Vikings where he scores
like
that long touchdown.
70-plus yarder.
He goes, you know the magic that happened. Griffin faded back, saw an opening, and sprinted. Olympic speed toward the end zone for a 76-yard touchdown. But go to YouTube and watch it again. As Griffin is heading to the end zone, with offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan raising his arms heavenward, with FedEx Field rivaling the link in terms of noise, with an entire Redskins nation doing figurative backflips, Cousins is standing alone at about the 30-yard line with his hands behind his back. He doesn't flinch, doesn't cheer, doesn't wave him in. He's emotionless. That, to me, will always be the real Kirk. Yes, he was young and relatively new in town, but it struck me as odd and selfish that 75,000 Redskins faithful were on cloud nine except one.
I'm not going to kill Kirk for not going crazy when RG3 scored a touchdown.
Now, this is the one against
the
Vikings.
One isolated incident.
I'm going to watch it, and it is a little bit telling. You're not emotionally invested in the moment.
And then he goes on to say, just whether
there's
he's...
no doubt about that.
And he goes, when
teammates
was
get excited.
And this is just another way to think of things.
He's a
but,
except for when you feel like you're the better quarterback.
Right, which he
matter.
Was.
But,
which he
matter.
Was right. He
but
was.
But not in 2014. And then he goes, when it was reported after his horrendous 2014 season, that Kirk would be working out with John Gruden, the head coach's bro, that again struck me as odd and calculated. Just when you look back on it, he's Eddie Haskell.
There's a lot of vilifying Kirk.
Maybe,
on the,
but
Kirk on the way out.
Look,
the
we've
door.
Already established
that's what's happening.
We've already
here.
Established there was no emotional attachment.
He's
between,
dead to me.
Between
the
Cousins and the team and the city. Just
he didn't like he didn't, those guys.
He didn't like.
They didn't have faith.
There's a lot of water being carried for Bruce Allen with his poisonous message for Kirk on his way out the door.
Right.
Well, hold on. Well,
he felt mistreated, and disrespected.
No one's doing it to support
and
Bruce.
Look, we'll see what happens.
Just
well,
doing it because they feel jilted.
We'll see what
directly
happens.
Directly to support Bruce, but you're kind of towing his line.
Tom
if you're
Friend.
Just scorching Kirk on his way out to Minnesota or wherever he winds up.
In this opinion piece, look, he kind of portrays Kirk as a selfish, somewhat disingenuous guy. And he points to what the Redskins think. They could be 100% wrong.
Dude,
that
he
is says
a,
quite
that is
simple
a good
in their eyes. They think under Gruden's tutelage, a lot of people can throw for 4,000 yards. Doug Williams told him, we've got to put some people in place, but offensively, Jay does a good job. Whoever comes in here can throw for 4,000 yards.
Yeah, so that's completely discounting
they
him.
They disrespect him. I don't. I think he did a nice job here. I would have been thrilled to have him stay for another 5 years. He didn't want to be here. You're dead
that
to
makes me want to root for him even more.
I have
the biggest Kirk flag waver going forward.
If he had already agreed to an extension, he would be defending Kirk against that article.
Right. I'm a fan. I'm a jilted lover. I said it from the beginning.
It's funny.
He's disingenuous. As Tom Friend poses, and I know your answer, but we can throw this out to callers, 800-636-1067. Do you think, and Tom Friend writes this, that Kirk was more about Kirk than he was about the Redskins.
Absolutely. Yes. Listen to the question when Grant Danny asked, or somebody asked him at the Grant Danny thing, or at some point, maybe it wasn't at that, about the record, about his record. Or maybe it was at a press conference. It might not have been a Grant Danny's final thing they did with him. But at some point, he was asked about his record as a quarterback, and he, you know, and the responsibility a quarterback has for your team record, and he completely blew that off. He just, I can't remember exactly the answer, but he was like put off by the question, and he was like, well, he wanted to be judged more by his numbers than by the
wins.
But
I'm not sure that the narrative would be different for many other players. I mean, when I asked who we had on last week, we had Ross Tucker on. And I said, Ross, what percentage of free agents sign with another team because of money versus free agents that sign for a better situation? And what did he say?
He said they always go for the money.
He said 98% signed for money.
Right. But Kirk played it like he wasn't that type of guy. And that's where I think
he does come off. Okay, but I'm saying it might not be any different with any other player.
I believe he's probably a lot like other players, but he was portraying himself to be different.
But he acted like he wasn't.
Right. He portrayed himself to be different.
Well, how was he supposed to act?
Instead, he's just like
RG3. I want to get the best deal I can
for myself. He's going to have a video of his free agency trips.
A lot of guys.
No, they don't say it publicly.
Do you remember how much we criticized RG3 for doing the all-in for week one and all that stuff and doing video? Kirk's doing the same thing.
Because you know what? At the time, he didn't know if the best deal was going to be the Skins or some other
offer. No, he knew all along it wasn't going to be.
Well, he didn't know.
No, he kind of knew.
He was probably surprised. He was tagged twice.
I think Tom Friend's all over it. Did you watch the video?
I've watched it 100 times, like the Zapruder film.
Right. You
and
can't see
every Redskin, not every. There's one or two that are still, they have. But, I mean, there are a bunch of bums jumping up and down. Coaches. And then Kirk has got his hands behind his back, completely unmoved.
Okay, but what was his reaction when Robert came back to the sideline?
I have no idea. Those guys barely spoke.
Probably fake.
He didn't invite him in, according to Tom Friend.
What do you mean?
What do you mean didn't invite him in?
Robert didn't invite him in, or Kirk?
No, Kirk
kept
didn't
Robert.
Like wave Robert over to like high five him or anything.
Yeah. He didn't like Robert.
But they didn't like each other. That was a given.
They were battling.
Robert felt threatened by him from day one. Kirk resented him from day one. Yeah. Both. I mean, you know, they resented each other.
He also resented the team.
Yes.
Was Kirk more about Kirk than he was about the Redskins?
I hope Kirk leads his team to the Super Bowl, and I hope Alex Smith falls on his face here in D.C.
I'm praying that happens.
That's not good for
you're
business.
Not Kirk, guys.
Look, I know that's not good for our business. I understand.
Why are you taking that position?
Because I think Kirk was wronged all the way through his tenure here in D.C. And he finally wants to go someplace where he's actually appreciated.
Was he wrong when they gave him $45 million? They wronged him when they utilized their right to franchise
Redskins'
tag him.
That's the stupidity because they didn't realize his value.
Okay, but did they wrong him in that way? I don't think they wronged him. The guy earned like $50 million here.
Financially, they didn't wrong him, but the way he was treated.
They wronged him by not signing him to a fair offer.
I want Kirk to win the Super Bowl next year, and I want Alex Smith to lead the Skins to 3-13 records.
Yeah,
That's what I want.
Just think about how much money they saved by tagging him.
Dude, I've watched this thing a million times.
I'm praying that happens.
I've never seen a more passionless teammate.
Terrible
teammate. Terrible teammate.
Oh, you haven't seen a passionless teammate? Wait till you see Alex Smith. That guy describes he's passionless to a T.
All right, let's go to the phones.
I don't know about that.
800-636-1067.
We've met him. He's a good dude.
Let's sneak in a call before the break.
Cakes and I literally have nothing in common.
Apparently not.
We don't have much in common.
I'm actually perversely rooting for Kirk to have a Brock Osweiler.
He doesn't like the Skins and you do. All right, that's what you don't have.
Sure. It's a disconnect.
That's for sure. All right, let's go to, let me see.
I should be rooting for Alex Smith to go 14-2. Clock number one bonuses, left and right.
But you're not.
I'm not.
You're willing to sacrifice that.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
You're willing to sacrifice number one bonus.
What's up, Kevin?
What's up, fellas? There's also the video of him on YouTube in a charity flag football game. He literally throws down the referee on the ground.
Yes, he does.
Because he didn't set the ball fast. Now, that just shows you in a split second what he's like.
He's also, that shows you how competitive he is, too.
Yeah, that's not a big deal to me.
Right.
He's competitive.
I think it was a Kirk doppelganger. I'm not 100% sure it was him. Much like the Junior Gallette on the beach swinging the belt around.
Look, I mean, we're going back years to this video that he's watching like Zapruder film.
I mean, I'm breaking it down.
But Tom
Friend
brings it up, and it's
a great observation. Has no one made this observation in 5 years?
I've seen it before.
Yeah, I read the letter today that he's sent to me, even though he was trying to say that he was emotional. I didn't feel any emotion at all. It seems so calculated and disconnected.
He's a big phony.
You guys, right, you guys sound like a high schooler that was dumped by his girlfriend and he's crashing her a week later.
Correct.
That's all that's going on.
Right, I agree. If he was here, I wouldn't. If he had signed here, I wouldn't do this.
So suddenly he's a bad person.
He's a phony. He is a phony. He's a fake person. But a lot of people are fake. A lot of people are.
Why
fake.
Didn't you to notice me, this I know, when you were with him?
You don't relate to this because it's Leave It to Beaver. It's for your time. He's Eddie Haskell. Eddie Haskell was like the nicest guy to Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah.
And then he was a bad influence.
He was a scammer.
Yes.
Jesus, man. Everyone's jumping up and down. He's just passionless. Arms behind his back. Nothing. Coaches jumping up and down. Just scrubs jumping up and down.
He's trying to think of a catchphrase for when he starts.
He wanted RG3 to get caught from behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the criticism
that wasn't gonna happen.
Of RG3 and online, social media and stuff like that. He's tagging people left and right.
Well, now he's going to do the whole live.
Let me ask you this.
Bit.
Are we going to talk about Kirk Cousins longer than we talked about RG3?
Oh, I hope not.
Because we still talk about RG3 8 years later.
Not anymore. Robert's so dead. Thank God.
As I said to the folks I was talking about with this subject yesterday, everyone hates everything. People are going to bitch about everything. They're going to complain about everything. People stink. They just do.
Mm.
So somehow he writes this nice letter to the fans and this farewell. Before he did this, people were saying, how come he hasn't written anything to the Washington fan base yet?
It's free agents. The league year hadn't started. It's not official.
Redskin.
Yeah, I don't know.
So now he writes it, and you don't like the hashtags, and you're upset with the website that it was on. By the way, I heard that he actually was going to take out an ad in the Washington Post. I don't know if this is true or not, but like I don't know what it costs or whatever, but he's... You know how Kirk Cousins is just a guy that is, like, monitoring every little aspect of his life? He, like, had this big thought about it, and he goes, yeah, I guess I'll just do it on my website. It's probably just easier and better that way. But the point is, you got heat for doing it on his website, got flack for tagging things. Meanwhile, Alex Smith wrote a letter in the Players Tribune, and I don't know how that's going to go over, but I'll bet there's no one going to call him a loser or a jerk or... You know, anything like that on local radio.
Yeah, wait till they lose to the Giants, and then someone will do it. Then people will start pointing at his record, though, or how many playoff games has he won, though, or whatever the hell else. It's never going to be enough. It'll never be right. No one can ever be okay. Nothing can ever just go by unmarked. We go, oh, that was a nice letter. That was nice of him. Nope, he's a big fat phony.
I was listening on the way in today to the Junks and the EB and JP and the crew, as well as their callers. Redskins fans amaze me that you would continually give the benefit of the doubt to Dan Snyder after all these years and to Bruce Allen. It's comical to me. I was texting with a couple former Redskins who hit me up about this.
Yes.
I didn't text anybody. I had a couple guys in the last 24 hours hit me up and say, you see what's happening to Cousins, right? And I said, yeah, I see what's happening. I'm kind of over it. I don't really care. I know what happened. If you know, you know. And they said, yeah, but this is how it goes there. And they're right. The team and the fan base kind of come together in the end, and a guy like Doug Williams will have his quotes to his buddy Tom Friend, and they'll get their word out. And I'm sure Kirk Cousins was just a big jerk, and Scott McLuhan was just a big drunk, and the Redskins are right again. I'm sure that that's what happened. But at least they've earned the benefit of all your doubts.
26 years since they've won 11 games. They had the fifth fewest wins in the sport over that span. That includes expansion teams that were invented after that time, by the way. Jacksonville has more than they do. And somehow, they get the benefit of the doubt from the fan base every time. It's amazing to me. These same people that are going, there's a conspiracy. They did Robert Griffin dirty. Man, screw Kirk Cousins. The team got it right. The same people are saying that. Just amazing to me. But you're absolutely right. And I'm still getting flack for what I said yesterday, basically. I tweeted it at Funny Danny, Grant's at Grant H. Paulson, where I'm amazed that they still continue to get fans on their side with their nonsense. With Bruce Allen's stupid press conference last year.
Unbelievable.
And everyone goes, yeah, that's right, Bruce. He is a bum. Again, I just can't believe you would default to them. Now, you can be upset at Kirk because he didn't negotiate the second time. Or there's plenty to be upset about. You can be mad that he played crappy against the Giants a couple times over. No problem.
The anger, though, is what amazes.
Amazing. And
the
Redskins are right.
The nature of the anger.
Crazy.
In this business where you get a couple of times to determine where you're going to play and you have the right to go choose your company, to call a guy names, to make it personal. It is amazing to me how short the memories of this fan base are.
Well,
at one point in time, it's you're moving on from. It doesn't matter who it is. If it's Lorenzo Alexander because you didn't want to pay him a couple hundred thousand dollars, I'm sure Mike Shanahan was the big bad wolf. You know, and Scott McLuhan was a malcontent who was ruining the organization from the inside out with his drinking. I'm not a sucker. I was not born yesterday. You guys want to play the role of sucker, you do that. I've followed this thing every step of the way like the rest of you. Use your brains.
So I don't have a problem. We had Tom Friend on yesterday. I grabbed the podcast, GrantandDanny.com. I thought it was a great discussion. He wrote a column that you disagreed with an awful lot. I disagreed with a lot of it as well, but it was good discourse. I got no problem with opposing views. That's why we have this medium. It's all good. To me, though, and again, I don't have a problem with a reporter doing this. I don't have a problem with Tom Friend getting quotes. Here is my problem. Why on earth, 2 days before there's going to be a big unveiling, ladies and gentlemen, our future, our answer, Alex Smith at the podium. Everybody golf claps. He's a Washington Redskin. Bruce Allen's getting ready to introduce him. It's going to be a grand old time. Probably tomorrow, maybe it's Thursday. I don't know when it is. Why is it a couple days beforehand, Doug Williams is fielding a phone call from Tom Friend going, you know who I don't like is that Kirk Cousins. He didn't take enough chances for us. You know, what was really frustrating is anybody can throw for 4,000 yards in this offense. Oh, and another thing, he's got to want to be here. And that was really frustrating that he didn't. Why on earth is it anything other than we're excited to have Alex, we wish Kirk the best? Even if you feel that way, please be better than the butthurt fan in Section 420. Please be better. Please be an organization that doesn't leak bullcrap to the Washington Post about a guy that you're firing and trying to keep the money from in Scott McLuhan just a year ago, almost this week. Get out of here. How in the world have we not grown past this petty,
your
small
feelings got
crap?
Hurt. Here's what happened. Your feelings got hurt because this guy didn't stay, and now it's personal, and you want to call him a loser and a jerk and make fun of him, and
Grant,
that's fine.
I get fans doing that. I do.
A guy named Chris just tweeted me, and he said, Dan is not a good owner. Kirk is not a $30 million quarterback.
Agreed.
Both things can be true. You're right. Both things are true.
All true. Neither one of us wanted that, by the way.
Guess what? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people that want to dissect the player and what he's worth and whether or not you go into Super Bowl with him. I'm talking about the people that are now personally attacking him and coming down on him for knowing the media's names or going back and looking at a video 6 years ago to see if he cheered in the half second the camera panned past him. It's stupid. It's dumb. But at least you are rallying behind the organization as you always do because suckers are born every single second so they can keep selling you that nostalgia. At least you're doing that.
They were good almost 30 years ago, Grant. So, in your face.
It's embarrassing.
Deal with that.
If you are being a child and calling Kirk Cousins names, you should be embarrassed. Just like, by the way, when Robert Griffin left, if you were calling him names, if you were calling him a loser, and you should be embarrassed. Grow up. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.